This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, what's going on, everybody? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast. I'm here answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten the learning curve in your jazz journey. Today, we have a great question from Rob Miller. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, Brent. This is Rob Miller from Philadelphia. My question is about jazz blues form. I'm familiar with 12-bar blues, but I really don't know what the differences are between that form and a jazz blues. Thanks in advance.
Really good question, Rob. Okay, so a jazz blues is definitely a little bit different than what we call a regular traditional 12-bar blues. But let's start there for anyone. Just to get everyone on the same page, first of all, but of course for anyone who does not know what a 12-bar blues is. But quickly, before I even talk about that, actually, a couple of weeks ago or a week or two ago, we talked about the blues in general, right? And we made a little reference to Robert Johnson, right? And we talked about Robert Johnson for a second. And if you really listen to some of those recordings, Robert Johnson is kind of just switching from the one chord to the four chord and different chords kind of whenever he feels like it, right? There's not always a 12-bar song form. So I want to point that out. But traditionally speaking, as far as the way blues songs are constructed, many of them are 12 bars. In some cases, you have 16 bar ones in the jazz world, like Watermelon Man, and I'm sure there's other examples, but let's go over that 12 bar blues form. Let's do this in the key of concert B flat, one of my favorite blues keys. So first of all, we start with a B flat 7 chord, and we call that our one chord because we're in the key of B flat. Now, blues harmony is a little bit different from regular major harmony, right? Because if we were just to say, you know, the key of B flat, what's the one chord in the key of B flat major? Well, it's a major 7th chord. But in the case of a blues, the one chord is a dominant 7th chord, and in fact, all of the chords are dominant 7th chords. So some of the traditional, like the 2 chord is minor, the 4 chord is major. Like some of those go out the window a little bit when it comes to just a regular traditional jazz. So we have usually a one chord for one bar, and then a 4 chord, in this case E flat 7 for one bar, and then a B flat 7, the one chord, for 2 more bars. Then we go back to the 4 chord for one bar, and then another bar, actually. And then back to the one chord for 2 bars. And then we go to a 5 chord, which is F7 for one bar. And back to the 4 chord, E flat 7 for one bar. And back to the 1 chord. And then sometimes, you know, the 5 chord again, just to get us right back around to the top of the form again, to repeat that 12 bar form. So if you're tracking with me, the chord formula is 1 chord, 4 chord, and 5 chord. Those are the only 3 chords in there. So the key to a jazz blues is that there is a lot more chords usually added to a jazz blues than a traditional blues like that I just showed you. So there, I'll go over just the first. I'll go over what I would call a basic jazz blues is, and I'll cover quickly a few different other variations of that you could add. So what you could do here is one chord again, back to the 4 chord, back to the 1 chord, then back to the 4 chord, and then usually a sharp 4 diminished chord, right? So in this case, that'd be an E diminished 7th chord. back to a one chord. And here's where things really change again for the jazz blues, as we'll go to a six chord. This would be a G7 chord in the key of B flat. So again, so B flat 7-1, then a dominant six chord, and then a two chord. So that'd be a C minor 7, and then five chord F7-1. Right, so it's a little different from the regular blues, right? So again, it's one chord, four chord, one chord, four chord, sharp four diminished, one chord, six chord, two, five, one. That is a basic jazz blues. Now, jazz musicians, though, are notorious for adding more chord progressions and more things into an existing song form because, well, they get bored, even though we aren't bored with that, right? So here we go. So we'll have the one chord to the four chord, right? And the one chord. And then to get back to the four chord, we'll add a 2-5 of the four, which would be like F minor 7, B flat 7, to E flat 7. So again, get one chord, then four chord, then one chord, then 2-5 of four, and then usually again that sharp four diminished, then the one chord and the six chord, and then 2-5-1 again, right? So really just adding that 2-5 going to the four. There's a lot of variations in between. So for example, when we get from that sharp four diminished to that one chord, we actually could go 1-4-6-2-5-1, right? So that's after that sharp four diminished, it's 1-4-3-6-2-5-1, right? So more chord progressions, right? And there's a lot of stuff in between too, like 3-6 chromatic passing, 2-5s, all that kind of stuff too. But if I were just someone who's really trying to get into a jazz blues and understand that, I would just go with that basic jazz blues that I gave in the first place. It's important just to also note that there are what I would call evolutions or complete reharmonizations of a jazz blues as well. So for example, there's something called bird blues. Now, bird blues, and I'll play this in the key of concert F, because that's kind of, you know, what a lot of Charlie Parker's bird blues are, like Blues for Alice, for example, is where you kind of, it's still based on the 12-bar form. It still has the 1-4 and the 5 as its basic structure, but the harmony changes a bit. So in the bird blues, let's say we're in the key of concert F now. So you have a one chord, but the one chord's actually a major seventh chord. Then it goes to a 2-5 of 6. And then 2-5 to the four chord. 3-6, dominant 2-5-1. So it's... right? So there's the whole thing, right? With where you, their jazz musicians are even going further than this and morphing the chord progression to something different. But hopefully this will get you started. One of the biggest things I can suggest is learning lots of jazz blues heads. Because jazz blues, as we talked about that episode a week or two ago, blues is such an important part to jazz, right? And understanding that. And anytime you go play with somebody else, they're going to call a blues. So having a number of jazz blues heads to your disposal is great. Like Tenor Madness, like Things Ain't What They Used to Be, like Sandu, and so on and so forth. All right, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that lots of practice time isn't near as good. It's just a little bit of quality practice time. And of course, remember to subscribe or review, listen to podcasts. Don't want you to miss out on any episodes coming up here. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask or find the link in today's show notes.